Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and this week's show is entitled From the Silver Screen Prelude. I recently received an email from Ash Lombards in Holland. He said that he stumbled across my show thanks to Mechanical Music Radio, and said that he'd very much enjoyed listening to film music played on the Mighty. So as Ash requested, let's have two shows back to back filled with film music. Let's start this week's show with three Western film themes. Big Country from 1958, High Noon from 1952, and The Magnificent Seven from 1960. And to play these three is Nicholas Martin at where other than Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton, with its beautiful free manual 19-rank Wurlitzer. Thank you. Nicholas Martin there at Turner's in around 1989 with those three Western film themes, Big Country, High Noon and The Magnificent Seven. And I know Nick absolutely adores those types of films from that era. In the days before cinemas had organs, the larger cinema chains at least used to have full orchestras to play for accompanying films or playing preludes, interludes, etc. But of course, the mighty theatre organ came along and wiped that out. Not all organs are orchestrally voiced, but there are a few, and we're going to hear from two on this week's show. And we'll start off with the 5-manual 80-rank Wurlitzer in the San Filippo Music Salon, Barrington Hills, Illinois. This fine example of a Wurlitzer is got to be one of the best in the world. It certainly has a rich, deep orchestral tones, and to play the best out of those deep orchestral tones, I can think of nobody else better than Lynn Larson, who in 1995 recorded the organ and a selection of music from The Godfather, written by Nina Rota. This has to be some of the most dramatic, intense and orchestral playing I've ever heard on a theatre organ, ever.
Thank you.
the magnificent drama there of Lynn Larson with a selection of music from The Godfather. Christ, the way that my speakers almost shake off the tables every time we get to the love theme from the film. Absolutely terrific stuff. Now, from a 580 Wurlitzer, we go to a 3C9 Wurlitzer in Tawyn, Wales. Although this organ could never compete in size and tone with the San Filippo's one, it does have a unique, lush quality about the Wurlitzer. And in some respects, controlling 9 ranks is harder than controlling 80 ranks. So it requires a different talent. One man who I think that can get the best out of a small organ is Mark Laughlin, who I recently spent 2 days with back-to-back at St John Vianney Church in Clayhall, recording a new album for him, which will be out soon. So please make note of that and keep your eyes peeled for a new album released by Mark Laughlin. Anyway, let's have a track from his existing album, A Handful of Keys, and a beautiful ballad written in 1966 by Burt Bacharach and Hal David to promote the film of the same name, Alfie. The beautiful sounding Tawin Wurlitzer there in the hands of talented Mark Laughlin with that beautiful ballad Alfie. Well, we've already heard a track from the San Filippo's Music Salon Wurlitzer, so let's listen to the other magnificently orchestral sounding Wurlitzer in the States. And I'm of course referring to the Organ Stop Pizza Wurlitzer in Mesa, Arizona. This mighty beast has 4 manuals and 78 ranks of pipes. Resident organist there, Charlie Baylow, has recorded the organ several times, and in the year 2000, he recorded a selection of music from Star Wars, long before Jelani Eddington had this massive YouTube frenzy that people seem to be going on about. I was very tempted to play that selection of Star Wars recorded by Jelani. However, I decided to play this from Charlie. I think that there's some wonderful playing on it and some wonderful orchestral stylings from what is only a pizza parlor organ. Being a sci-fi nerd, hearing Star Wars played on the Mighty Wurlitzer is an absolute thrill. And of course, the music was written by that fantastic Hollywood composer, John Williams. So sit back now as we end this week's show with a selection of music from Star Wars, featuring all of the big hits from the first film in the late 70s. Thank you.
Thank you.
Charlie Baylor there with a selection from Star Wars at Organstop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona. Absolutely terrific stuff there. Out of all of the organs in the States, I would love to hear that one and the San Filippo's one. So maybe one day if I save up enough money, I'll be able to jet set over there and hear them in real life. Anyway, that's all we've got time for on this week's show. We'll be back next week with much of the same, more music from the silver screens. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time. Take care.